SueToday.com received this letter from a reader who wants city council to start coming up with ways to increase revenue rather than just cut services. Now that the cutting and slashing is done and the acceptable tax increase is set, the city budget melodrama can be put to rest for another year. I would suggest that council start planning for the next budget now by looking at the revenue side of the equation. Here are three suggestions for increasing revenues. Currently, the local school boards spend $15.8 million on yellow buses. The city also spends another $7.9 million on public transit. The school boards should buy their services from the city, at least for the high school students. We could bring in at least $1 million in new revenue at no new cost to the taxpayer. This would also help to create a new generation of transit riders. Secondly, there is no such thing as free parking. Paved parking spaces are expensive to build and maintain, and they contribute to water pollution and global warming. It is interesting to note that the city finances sewage services, which most would consider an essential service, through a user pay system via your utility bill. Why do we not charge for city parking? Our hospital already recognizes the problem. All publicly maintained lots should be metered, and all commercial lots over a certain capacity should be taxed per space to level the playing field. Thirdly, our city landfill has a gas collection system which generates the equivalent of 750 kilowatts of methane, powerful GHG. This gas is not being used, it is simply flared, releasing CO2. It could be sold or used to generate electricity. These suggestions will generate new revenue and help us achieve our greenhouse gas reduction targets. Peter McLarty, Sault Ste. Marie.